Welcome to On Texas Football, Rapid Reaction. We've got a commitment. Texas Longhorns have picked up Warren Roberson, safety out of Red Oak High School in the Metroplex area. I'm with Jerry Hamilton here of Inside Texas and On Three. Jerry, Texas gets the flip from TCU. Tell us about the Longhorns and their recruitment of Warren Roberson.
Yeah, it's been an interesting recruitment on Warren Roberson. You know, Texas offered September 5th after a couple of staff members were at the Red Oak Arlington Sakine game at the time. Johnson, the safety, was committed to Texas. He then flipped and signed with TCU. This way, Texas now flips Roberson from TCU to Texas. And Texas offered after watching Warren Roberson at that game on September 5th. Really liked what they saw. Then they didn't necessarily push him for a commitment or to get him on campus for a little period of time. Then he committed to TCU October 31st. Looked like a lost cause. Texas actually called Red Oak High early December, maybe 10 days before signing day. At the time, it looked like Warren was going to sign with TCU, so Texas didn't really move on trying to get him on campus. Then he decided not to sign in the early window, probably from what we hear, because they took two or three defensive backs late prior to signing day, and he wasn't really about that.
They being TCU. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. TCU took two, three defensive backs late there before that early signing period. He wasn't really aware of that. So I think that kind of threw him for a loop. He's not scared of competition. I just think he wasn't expecting that. So when he didn't sign December 15th, that really opened it up for USC, Texas, Arizona State. Texas was by the school January 17th. Steve Sarkisian made an in-home. Then he visited here this last weekend before signing day. He actually made an unofficial visit to USC the weekend before, really under the radar. And this decision ultimately came down to Texas and USC, with TCU probably third. But it's a big late win for Texas. Secures the number three class. But more importantly, Bobby, we just watch Warren Roberson. He's a playmaker. He's a safety with wide receiver ball skills that's physical. Texas has needed one of those guys for a long time.
That's what I was going to say. In these highlights that we watch here, he not only plays defensive back, he also plays wide receiver some for Red Oak. And, you know, he's one of those guys that does not mind mixing it up physically and then can actually also handle coverage as well. And those guys seem to be rare. And I'd also say he's a different type of safety than what the Longhorns already have in this recruiting class. Derek Williams, a young man out of New Iberia Westgate, is more of that thumper safety, big kid, 6'2", 6'2 and a half, 215 type, whereas Roberson can be a little bit more of a field safety. Is that how you see it as well?
That's exactly how I see it. And look, you can see there, though, he is physical. Texas got two SEC physical safeties in this class. But yeah, that's how I see it. Look, I'll say this, more important in my opinion, and I think the kid's very good. I think Warren Roberson is very good. Toby Foreman, the head coach at Colleen Shoemaker. He used to be the track coach and assistant coach at West Orange Start. Okay. Earl Thomas, Deion Beasley, all those kids that came up through West Orange and the Golden Triangle.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I asked Toby about him a few weeks ago. I said, who stood out to you that y'all played? And he said, that dude at Red Oak, he's a dude. And, you know, that's the talk for this guy. Was really, really good player. He said both sides of the ball was involved in the return game. He said it felt like he was everywhere on the field. They had to prepare for him on both sides of the ball. So when a guy like Toby Foreman, who's had a lot of really good players play for him, or he coached against in the Golden Triangle, he says this kid's on their level, you kind of take that as gospel.
You know, Jerry, we talk about it, and this is last year Texas had what, two senior evals?
Yeah.
With Xavion Redd, I believe, and then they also offered a little Xavion bit later. Bryce. Yeah, it was Xavion Bryce, right?
And Ethan Burke, so three.
Say that again.
And Ethan Burke, so three.
Okay, yeah. So This year they didn't have as many, but he was obviously one of them, right? And they decided to go on him. What is that? You know, we talk about it because so much of recruiting, I mean, we just followed a junior day not a week ago where Texas had 40 or 50 kids on campus with scholarship offers and everything else. How much of this happens these days? It's just that kids come up as juniors and seniors, really, and everybody kind of jumps on board and says, okay, we gotta have this guy. It just seems like it's few and far between these days.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think that's, you know, look, I mean, part of it's all of us in the industry as it's grown, right? Then Huddle and YouTube. When kids start putting their videos on YouTube, then Huddle was founded. That really changed the recruiting game. There's very few secrets, one, and there's very few true senior risers, two. But Warren is one of those, you know, look, he grew up in the DFW area in Dallas along that I-20. He played youth sports with Malik Muhammad, Jonte Cook. They were big in this recruitment, actually. But he's a kid who moved, I believe he started high school at Duncanville, then went to Red Oak. So, you know, some of those kids still get a little lost in the shuffle. Red Oak went through a coaching change, and they went through a coaching change after his senior season, which made for even less foot traffic going through in December. But, yeah, there's few and far between these days. But Warren is one of those guys that really was a good player as a junior on tape, but I think he went to another level as a senior.
Jerry, speaking with Jerry Hamilton of Inside Texas and On Three Sports. Hey, Jerry, I'm looking at the defensive backfield right now for the Longhorns. They picked up Jalen Catalan in the transfer portal. They have Jaron Thompson returning. B.J. Allen is back. Austin Jordan may be moving back there. Keaton Crawford played some. Michael Taft played some as well. Is he going to be – you think Roberson has a chance to play early? Or is he a guy they're going to try to get on campus, see exactly where he fits, maybe play special teams, something like that?
That's kind of what I think. Look, they need development. The kid plays both sides of the ball. Derek Williams, same way out of New Iberia, big-time guys. I mean, guys you can see as future draft picks for sure. But, you know, now they concentrate on one side of the football, and they have a little bit of a learning curve. And I think a guy like Catalan and Jaron Thompson being there are great for Derek Williams and Warren Roberson, because it gives them that year to play some special teams, get in four games and maybe hold a red shirt, right? Keep a red shirt year. But they're going to need time to develop. But I think what's big about getting Warren and Derek in this class together, they have that year, then you move to the SEC. And I think that's huge for Texas to have two SEC physical safeties with the size that you want, and Roberson with the wide receiver ball skills, and you get to develop those guys for a year, then they're ready to go when you make that move.
Do you have anybody in particular you think he reminds you of?
You know, somebody on the board said Kenny Vaccaro. I thought that was interesting. I mean, I'm not saying I see that totally, but size-wise, kind of the way they play, maybe a little
bit. Kenny played a lot of receiver, too.
That's right. So we'll give credit to a member on Inside Texas on that one, because I hadn't thought about Kenny Vaccaro with him, but that's not a bad one.
Yeah, and Vaccaro was not heavily recruited until he went to some camps.
Correct.
In his senior year, or his junior to senior year, what have you. Jerry, the Longhorns now at staying at number three in this recruiting cycle. It looks like overall just another piece of the puzzle for Texas, still headed in the right direction, in your opinion?
I just think they've stacked some chips on defense in this class. I really do. You know, Jelani McDonald and Warren Roberson late, that's two big additions to me. You put those guys with Derek Williams, Malik Muhammad, the linebackers, they have Flippa Anthony Hill, obviously, Leona LaFau, Samaje Burrell. I mean, they're putting really good athletes, guys who can play in space, but play in space with physicality on the roster in this class. Then you add Sadir Mitchell at D-line, you add the edge guys, Colton Vosick, a huge flip, an upside guy like Billy Walton out of South Oak Cliff. I mean, they're to Celia Kane, another late win, right? So they're stacking some chips and they're stacking some versatile guys, but I really like where they're headed in the secondary in this class and with the portal.
Yeah. What's really interesting to me is you talk about all those guys on defense. They've got to find somebody that can play up front and play on the edge to add to these guys. I think they've got on the come at linebacker and now in the secondary as well. Is that pretty much how you come out on it?
Yeah, I think an elite pass rusher, right? Colton Vosick, very good player, probably going to be more of a play the run guy that's going to have the motor and that will to get to the quarterback to impact some plays there. But just that guy that's just firing off the edge with super fast switch athleticism. And look, those are the hardest guys to find, right? There's a reason Georgia, Alabama, those guys have dominated so long, is they win those battles for those guys. They're few and far between the special ones. If Texas can come up with a special guy like that, watch out.
All right, congratulations to the Texas Longhorns and to Warren Roberson out of Red Oak, a safety, 6 foot, 190 pounds, has committed to the Longhorns over TCU and Southern Cal. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. Warren, hook 'em, bud.
Thank you for watching. For more videos on Texas football, recruiting, and other sports, make sure you click the like button and subscribe to the channel to get the very latest updates. Thank you for watching again, and hook 'em.